On this day, August 2nd, 1923, the first U.S. president elected by women dies in office, while the VP's father swears him in as the new president by the light of kerosene. I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. Warren Harding was elected on November 2nd, 1920 as president of the United States, and it was the first election in which women voted, and it was also the first one where the results were broadcasted by radio. We were certainly entering into a new phase of American history. Well, in the summer of 1923, President Harding decided to make a trip to Alaska. Now, the trip was a rough one on Harding, and he went from Alaska to California, where he became sick, and he died suddenly on this day, August 2nd, 1923. Well, Vice President Calvin Coolidge was at his father's Vermont farmhouse at the time, and a telegram arrived delivering the news around 2:30 in the morning. Now, the Vice President's father woke him up to tell him the news, and Calvin Coolidge wrote about what happened that night. So I'm going to read to you directly from Calvin Coolidge. On the night of August 2nd, 1923, I was awakened by my father coming up the stairs, calling my name. I noticed that his voice trembled. As the only times I had ever observed that before were when death had visited our family, I knew that something of the gravest nature had occurred. He placed in my hands an official report and told me that President Harding had just passed away. My wife and I at once dressed. Before leaving the room, I knelt down and asked God to bless the American people and give me power to serve them. My first thought was to express my sympathy for those who had been bereaved, and after that was done, to attempt to reassure the country with the knowledge that I proposed no sweeping displacement of the men then in office, and that there were to be no violent changes in the administration of affairs. As soon as I had dispatched a telegram to Mrs. Harding, I therefore issued a short public statement declaratory of that purpose. Meantime, I had been examining the Constitution to determine what might be necessary for qualifying by taking the oath of office. It is not clear that any additional oath is required beyond what is taken by the Vice President when he is sworn into office. It is the same form as that taken by the President. Having found this form in the Constitution, I had it set up on the typewriter, and the oath was administered by my father in his capacity as a notary public. The oath was taken in what we always called the sitting room, by the light of the kerosene lamp, which was the most modern form of lighting that had then reached the neighborhood. The Bible, which had belonged to my mother, lay on the table at my hand. Those are the words of Calvin Coolidge describing that night, and do you know what he did next? He went back to bed. He wasn't called Silent Cal for nothing. Cool Cal. One funny story about him. He was once at a dinner party, and a woman sat next to him and told him that she had a bet with a friend that she could get him to say more than two words that evening. President Coolidge, Silent Cal, replied, "You lose." That's all he said the rest of the night. She lost the bet.